I'm with Tony McGrady. We're here to talk about the Mount Ida Music Festival. Tony, what's happening with the Mount Ida Music Festival this year?
Well, this would have been the third annual Mount Ida Music Festival. The first one we had, we concentrated on bringing national stars, Becky Cole and Casey Chambers and others, to Mount Ida to give our people the opportunity to meet these people and listen to them. That cost us $230,000 to just put on. Obviously, you don't get that sort of money in the gate, but we had good sponsors that year. The following year, which was last year, we took a decision to concentrate on local music and musicians, and we didn't get the big crowd that we got the previous year, but we got a decent crowd and we were quite happy with it. This year, we've been in the middle of planning for the past 6 months, and we had a plan to have the concert on the festival on Sunday the 30th of April, which was Labor Day weekend, and we were hoping that the unions would get behind it and plan some activities the following day. So it would have been a big long weekend, and the negotiations have gone extremely well. With this news that the Triple J concert was coming to Mount Ida, obviously we had to stand back and reassess our plans. The first thing I did as the chair was to call a meeting of the committee to discuss what we should do. Now, I want to make it perfectly clear that we welcome Triple J. Triple J are going to bring something to the city which we haven't had for a long, long, long time. And I think the young man who started the proceedings should be congratulated and certainly should be one of the heroes of the city. We've taken the decision now that we will cancel this year's music festival. In its place, we will be commencing a campaign to promote local music. Because unless somebody's prepared to promote the local musicians and the local bands, within a very short space of time, they will disappear. And that's the last thing we want. A community such as ours, people need bands for private functions such as weddings and others, but also it's important that we encourage particularly young people to take up music. And when you go to the iSteadford here and you see the talent we have, it makes you more determined to promote live music. So we're in the process now of negotiating with an organisation in the city now where they will put on a social evening, and we as the festival committee will meet the costs of providing live music at that venue. So we believe it'll do two things. It'll provide another form of entertainment in the city, but secondly, and more important than that, it will promote our local musicians and it will ensure that there will be work for those people. Where do we get the money from? Well, we've been able to have a good balance sheet from the two festivals, and the money that we have there, we believe we should invest that in the local musicians. We won't be ripped off. We'll sit down, we'll negotiate a deal with them, but at the end of the day, as a result of Triple J coming here, we've got a different tangent now, and we will be promoting live music in the city.
Have you got a time frame for when that's going to happen?
Well, our date was the 30th of April, and that's too close to the Triple J concert. Maybe a different audience. So as soon as I've spoken to the president of this organisation, as soon as we get down and come to an agreement, we'll have the first one. And I would certainly hope that the people of the city get behind this, because at the end of the day, unless somebody somewhere moves in and promotes live music, we'll find we won't have any bands in the
city. So will these events then be somehow badged to Mount Ida Music Festival events?
Yeah, it'll be in our name, and we'll get the kudos. And it'll be the Mount Ida Music Festival promoter. And then next year, we will come back to the original festival. I'm a bit sad because we negotiated with MITS, and MITS, for this year's festival, MITS were going to do a number of small musical segments. We'd spoken to the Cook Island Dancers, and they were on board. We'd spoken to the Indigenous group, They were, so this year, the first year it was national stars, and they were big stars.
Yeah.
Last year it was local musicians.
Yeah.
This year it was going to be various different types of entertainment.
Yeah.
But that's fine. And as I say, we're so delighted that Triple J, this concert's coming here because it'll be great for the city. And but I think rather than sort of fold up and say, well, we won't do it anymore, we'll say, well, let's give us an opportunity now to go on a different tack.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tony.